Lord, we are thankful that you are the God who is over all.
主啊，我们感谢您，您是那个高于一切的神。
And so we come tonight from the confusion of our lives, each of us today doing what we could, but realizing so much we need your help.
因为我们都带着一些那个，就是说，混乱来到这里，就是我们知道，我们每个人呢都需要您的那个，就是帮助，所以我们今天来寻求您的帮助。
And we thank you for all your kindness towards us. We acknowledge we don't deserve your kindness, but we certainly thank you for it.
因为我们感谢您呢，对我们的慈爱，我们知道呢，我们不配得您的慈爱，但是我们呢，一定要感谢您赐给我们的慈爱。
And so, Lord, here we are tonight. We're looking to you to bless us.
主啊，我们今天在这里，我们祈求您来帮助我们。
We pray that you will speak to us from the passage that we will consider. We pray that you'll give me the right words, that you'll give us all the right understanding.
所以我们今天呢，就是要学习我们这个路加福音，我们祷告呢，您赐给我呢正确的话，赐给我们所有的人呢正确的理解。
And our prayer is that somehow the blessing of God will be on us and through us.
所以呢，从某种方面来说呢，那么神的那个赐福会通过这些来到我们身上。
And we pray for others, Lord, who are often with us, some not here tonight, quite possibly because of the change of time. And we pray that you will bless them as well and bring them back to us, either tonight or in the future.
对主啊，我们祈求您赐福给我们在座每一位，也赐福给那些呢过去啊，通常呢加入我们今天呢还没有来的，有可能的就是因为时间的关系，所以呢我们祈求您呢把他们带回来。
And so, Lord, we look to you for blessing and pray in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ.
对主啊，我们祈求您的赐福，我们并且祷告呢是奉主耶稣基督的名。
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Very good. Well, maybe we can just welcome again all of you. Let's turn in our Bibles to the book of Luke, and I believe we're studying in chapter 3.
因为我们再次欢迎大家每个人。那么说呢，我们把圣经呢翻到路加福音的第三章。
And I'm not sure, Roy, if you can confirm this, but I think we're studying tonight, starting in Luke chapter 3, verse 21.
Yeah, you're right.
Very good. Okay. All right. Well, the story then is that the Lord Jesus Christ has been born, and he was baptized, and... John the Baptist is, John the Baptist has been put in prison. That's the last verse that we have in chapter, in verse 20. And then we read in verse 21 about the Lord Jesus Christ. Verse 21 says, Now, when all the people were baptized, it came to pass that Jesus also was baptized. While he prayed, the heaven was opened.
因为我们在上面读到呢，以前呢，路加福音里，我们主耶稣基督呢，他的出生，然后呢，他的青少年，然后他开始服事，然后呢，就是说是约翰，施洗约翰也出生，然后来呢，施洗约翰被关在监狱里，那么说第21节说，众百姓都受了洗，耶稣也受了洗，正祷告的时候，天开了。
But before the Lord Jesus was baptized, before John went to prison, he baptized the Lord Jesus.
因为在那个施洗约翰呢，就是进监狱之前呢，他给主耶稣基督施了洗。
And verse 21 says that when the Lord Jesus was baptized, he prayed, and while he prayed, the heaven was opened.
第二十节说，众百姓都受了洗，耶稣也受了洗，正当祷告的时候，天就开了。
So the baptism of the Lord Jesus Christ was very important.
所以呢，主耶稣基督的洗礼是非常重要的。
And he prayed as he was baptized, That's a wonderful thing. I don't know, many of you have been baptized, maybe not all, but I know that when I was baptized, I prayed that the Lord would make my baptism real in my subsequent life. I wanted my baptism to be not just show, but I wanted it to be a reality.
所以这个呢，主耶稣基督他在受洗的时候，他在祷告，这个是非常好的一件事情。我不知道你们大家很多中间很多人呢受了洗，也许有些人还没有受洗。但是当我受洗的时候呢，我就在祷告，祷告呢就是说是，求主让我这个洗礼呢不仅仅只是说是，向大家宣告，而且是在接下来在我的人生中让它成为真实。
So verse 22 then says, and the Holy Spirit descended in bodily form like a dove upon the Lord Jesus Christ. And a voice came from heaven which said, you are my beloved son, in you I am well pleased.
第二章说，圣灵降在他身上，形象仿佛一只鸽子；又有声音从天上说：“你是我的爱子，我喜悦住在你里面。”
Baptism is, as we have mentioned often, baptism is a public demonstration of an inner reality. When you have believed, when you are truly born again, you are baptized so that others will know that that transformation has taken place in your life.
所以这个我们大家也都知道，洗礼呢，它是就是说，这是在你的内心深处所发生的变化，在一个外在的表现。这个外在的表现呢，就是说要让每一个人，所有的人都知道，在你的内心里，在你的人生里发生了什么。
And in the case of the Lord Jesus, it was not just an evidence of baptism going under the water and coming up, but two things happened. Number one, the Holy Spirit came down in a visible form upon him.
所以这个里面呢，就是主耶稣基督的他的那个洗礼，不仅仅只是说是他进入水，从水里出来，而且是圣灵呢，他以一种形状呢来到他身上。
Now, we don't know much about that. We don't see the Holy Spirit descending today upon any of us in a bodily form.
所以这个里面我们不知道这个到底是什么，因为我们当今的没见到圣灵的以形状的降落在任何人的身上。
And he doesn't come upon us at baptism. The Holy Spirit comes upon us when we trust the Lord as our Savior.
因为就是说呢，他呢，就是说是并不是说是在我们受洗的时候圣灵降到我们身上，而是在我们相信主耶稣基督为救主的时候，他就已经进入了我们里面。
And the other wonderful thing that happened when he was baptized is that the voice came from heaven and God spoke and he said, "You are my beloved son. In you I am well pleased."
所以这个里面呢，这个它不仅仅是说的洗，说洗不净圣灵降下来，而且同样有声音从天上说：“那你是我的爱子，我喜悦你。”
Many people today, as well as in earlier days, many people believe that Jesus was a good man. He just wasn't the Son of God.
因为呢，就是说是当今很多人呢，他们呢相信呢，就是说是主耶稣基督他是个好人，但是呢，他不是神的儿子。
But in the book of Luke, it is clear he is clearly presented as the Son of God in so many ways at his birth and in his life that will follow as we go through the book of Acts over and over again. It's obvious that he is the Son of God, and here we have the Lord himself saying, he is my son, he is the Son of God.
所以这个里面呢，就是说是，但是在路加福音里呢，在很多很多的地方呢，都告诉我们，主耶稣基督他就是神的儿子。在他出生的时候呢，他就是神的儿子。然后在他接下来的后面的人生中呢，也是在使徒行传里也说呢，他是神的儿子。那么说呢，在这个里面呢，就是说是路加告诉我们，主呢亲自告诉我们，他就是神的儿子。
So, verse 22. makes the bold statement that Jesus is the Son of God. Verse 23 and those verses that follow also make the bold statement that he is the Son of Man. He's a man and he is God in the one body.
因为里面的第22节呢，直白地告诉我们，主耶稣基督他就是神的儿子。那么从第23节开始呢，他接下来的这个家谱里呢，告诉我们他也是人的儿子。那么说呢，他是神的儿子和人的儿子同一体的。
So verse 23 reads, Now Jesus himself began his ministry at about 30 years of age, being, as was supposed, the son of Joseph, the son of Heli.
第23节说，耶稣开始传道年纪约有30岁，一人看来他是约瑟的儿子，约瑟是西里的儿子。
Now here we have a genealogy of the Lord Jesus Christ that is the second genealogy we have in the New Testament.
这里我们有主耶稣基督的家谱，这是主耶稣基督在新约里的第二个家谱。
The first genealogy is in Matthew, and it traces Jesus all the way back to Abraham.
那这个里面呢，就是第一个家谱是在马太福音里，马太福音这个可以追溯到一路上去到亚伯拉罕。This
genealogy is the second. It traces the Lord Jesus Christ all the way back to God, to Adam and Eve, as we get in verse 38. He was the son of Enos, the son of Seth, the son of Adam, the son of God.
在这个家谱呢，一路呢追溯可以到亚当和夏娃那边去。我们看到这一直读的下面，到第38节的时候说，以罗氏是赛特的儿子，赛特是亚当的儿子，亚当是神的儿子。
Now, the interesting thing is that the genealogies are different.
所以这里非常有意思的是，这个家谱呢，它有些不一样。
Each genealogy traces Jesus back to King David.
所以每一个家谱呢，都可以追溯到主耶稣基督到大卫王那里。
But Matthew traces Jesus genealogy back through David's son Solomon.
所以呢，就是马太福音呢，他呢就是追溯到大卫王，那是通过大卫王的儿子所罗门。
The genealogy in the book of Luke, you will notice, is the same from David up to Abraham, but the genealogy is through David's son Nathan rather than through David's son Solomon.
但是在路加福音的这个家谱呢，他追溯到大卫王呢，一直到亚伯拉罕，他这个过程呢是通过那个大卫王的儿子拿单，而不是所罗门。
And so the first in Matthew is the genealogy through Joseph, Jesus' adopted father. And in Luke, the genealogy is through Mary, Jesus' mother.
所以这个里面呢，就是说是那个马太福音呢，他是就是主耶稣基督家谱追溯到大卫王，那是通过他的在地上的父亲约瑟一直到那个大卫王。那么说呢，在路加福音里呢，主耶稣基督是通过他的妈妈玛利亚，他的母亲玛利亚追溯到那个大卫王。
Now I'm not sure how the reading is in Chinese, but in English, there is brackets around the words in the middle of verse 23, as was supposed.
这里面呢，我不知道中文是怎么读的。那么说呢，在那个第23节里呢，就有一个，就是说是啊，就是以人看来有那个。 We translate that, but we don't have brackets.
Okay, so it doesn't matter, but what we have in English says, as was supposed, the son of Joseph.
所以这个里面呢，就是说是不管怎么有没有，他说是依人看来他是约瑟的儿子。
But he was not a natural son of Joseph. He was a He was an adopted son of Joseph.
因为这个呢，但是他不是那个约瑟的自然的生产的儿子，他是约瑟的收养的儿子。
So to make it easy for me to understand, I move the bracket from, as was supposed, at the end of the word supposed, a bracket sign, I move that to the end of the word Joseph. So I say in brackets, what we read is, as was supposed, the son of Joseph.
因为呢，就是从我自己个人的观点来看呢，我要把这个括号呢移到那个约瑟后面。应该说呢，一人看呢，他是约瑟的儿子，前面一个括号，后面一个括号。
I believe it really means that he was supposed to be the son of Joseph, but in fact, through Mary, he was the son of Heli.
这个里面呢，就是这个呢，就是他一人看呢，他是约瑟的儿子，但是约瑟是西里的儿子。
And then we get this extremely long genealogy from verse 24 all the way down through verse 38.
然后呢，我们有一个很长的这个家谱，从24节一直到38节。
So basically, what we're being told, verse 31 says, the son of Mila, the son of Mehan, the son of Matala, the son of Nathan, the son of David.
对，31节说，以利亚敬是米利亚的儿子，米利亚是买兰的儿子，买兰是马达他的儿子，马达他是拿单的儿子，拿单是大卫的儿子。
So David traces his genealogy, sorry, Jesus traces his genealogy here back through Nathan to David.
因为呢，主耶稣基督呢，他的那个家谱呢，在这里呢，通过拿单呢，可以追溯到大卫王。
Matthew, he goes back from Jesus traces his genealogy through Solomon, the son of David.
所以呢，马太福音呢是通过那个所罗门，追溯到大卫王。
So he is the rightful son of David for two reasons. Number one, through Joseph. Number two, through Mary.
因为他是大卫王的子孙，那么说呢，有两个方面，通过约瑟，通过玛利亚，他都是大卫的子孙。
All right, well, now back to chapter four. We'll start reading in chapter four the details of the genealogies are interesting, but a little bit tedious for us tonight.
所以这个里面呢，也就是我们现在来到第四章，因为那个家谱的细节呢，读起来呢，应该是比较很有意思，但是呢，对于我们今天的时间呢，是有点紧。
So, chapter 4 and verse 1.
所以第四章第一节。
It says, Then Jesus, being filled with the Holy Spirit, returned from the Jordan and was led by the Spirit into the wilderness.
然后第一节说呢，耶稣被圣灵充满，从约旦河回来，圣灵将他引到旷野。
And verse 2, he was being tempted for 40 days by the devil.
第二节说40天受魔鬼的试探。
So he just got baptized. He hasn't started his preaching yet, but he is led by the Holy Spirit into the wilderness to be tempted.
所以呢，他现在呢刚刚受洗，刚刚受洗还没有开始他的服事，但是这个时候呢，主耶稣被圣灵充满，被圣灵带领来到旷野受魔鬼诱惑。
Why would that be?
这为什么会是这样呢？
And one of the answers is that he must be shown to be beyond temptation.
嗯，其中一个原因呢，他必须显示出来，他能够承受住试探。
As a man, he could easily be tempted.
作为一个人呢，很容易受试探。
But as God, he could not be tempted. Bible tells us elsewhere, God cannot lie. He cannot be tempted.
所以这个里面呢，作为神呢，他是不会被不会被试探的，不会受试探的。那么说呢，就是说在圣经里有其他地方说呢，神呢，他呢不会也说谎，也不会受试探。
So how else could the Spirit of God prove that Jesus was indeed the Son of God? How could he do that?
因为那圣灵怎样呢？神的圣灵怎样去证实主耶稣基督他就是神的儿子？他怎么样去做呢？
Well, he could show that he was victorious over temptation, and given extreme temptation, he was not going to be subject to it.
这个里面呢，就是这样呢，可以显示他战胜了试探，战胜了试探呢，就是他在这样的极端的试探的情况下呢，他并没有陷入试探。
So there were three specific temptations that the devil led him into that we're told of here.
这个里面呢，就是说是这里有三类的试探，就是当圣灵把他带到这里的时候，这个魔鬼来试探。
There were no doubt many more, but these three are highlighted for us in order that we might see the character of this man, Jesus Christ.
所以这个里面呢，就毫无疑问，还有其他的很多的试探。这里面呢，就是重点的三个试探呢，就是说是证实了我们主耶稣，那他作为
So back to verse 2 again. He was tempted for 40 days by the devil, and in those days, excuse me, he ate nothing. And afterward, when they had ended, he was hungry.
第二节说，40天受魔鬼的试探，那些日子没有吃什么，日子满了，后来他就饿了。
Now, all of us know what it's like to be hungry.
我们所有人呢都知道呢，饥饿。
And a little baby often gets to be very fussy when he's gone for 40 minutes without something to eat.
一个小的婴儿呢，就是说是他变得非常的焦躁。如果说是他40天，不是40分钟没有吃东西的话，
I don't think that any of us have gone 40 hours without something to eat.
所以我认为我们没有任何人可以在40个小时不吃东西可以撑过去。
Under normal circumstances, 4, maybe even 8 hours is just about as much as I can handle.
因为在正常的情况下呢，我呢只能坚持4到8个小时不吃东西。
The Lord Jesus went 40 days, and it says, after that, he was hungry.
因为主耶稣坚持了40天，他说那在那之后呢，他就饿了。
Well, you can say that. Most of us, if we had gone through that, would have been dead long before 40 days.
所以你可以说呢，如果我们都那个通过那个40天的话呢，我们就都会死掉的。
And so the devil's first temptation of him is in verse 3.
因为那魔鬼对他的第一个试探呢，是在第三节。
The devil said to him, If you are the Son of God, command. This stone to become bread.
所以第三节说，那魔鬼对他说：“你若是神的儿子，可以吩咐这石头变成饼。
All right, so the question is, could God command that that stone become bread?
”现在问题是呢，神呢，是不是可以命令那个石头变成饼呢？
And of course, that'd be very easy for God.
当然，对神来说非常的容易。
He had performed in the Old Testament many miracles regarding food, and he certainly could do the same in the New Testament, as we will see later on in the book of Luke.
所以呢，他在那个就是说是旧约的时候呢，他在很多场合都那个让就是都能够变成食物。那么说呢，就是说那么说在后面到我们就是说要读的那就不一定，他也能把东西变成食物。
And just a comment on the little word if in verse 3, if you are the Son of God.
来做一点点说明，在第三节你说你若是神的儿子，
And the original language basically implies that the word could easily be since you are the Son of God. There's no question the devil knew who he was.
因为里面呢，就是在那个原文里，这个是呢，就是是因为你是神的儿子，因为就是说是魔鬼，他当然知道主耶稣基督是神的儿子。
So, verse 4 is Jesus' answer. He says, Jesus answered him, saying, It is written, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word of God.
第4节呢，耶稣回答说：“经上记着说，人活着不是单靠食物，乃是靠神的每一句话。
It's amazing. Jesus said there's something more important than food for my stomach. And
”
that
这个。
is the word of God is more important. And that's what I live by. I live by the word of God.
这个里面非常的神奇的，主耶稣都说呢，有东西呢比那个食物更重要，就那就是神的话，这就是我靠神的话而活。
He's basically saying, my objective is to feed on the Word of God. And if, in fact, I get hungry, sooner or later, God will meet that need. My objective is not to meet my hunger need. My objective is to meet the spiritual need in my life.
因为他基本上就是说，这是我呢，就是说是，我的目标呢，就是说让神的话喂养我。那如果我真的饥饿呢，那么这稍后呢，神呢会满足我的饥饿。那么说呢，在这里呢，我的重点呢，目标是放在就是属灵的那个话上面啊，而不是说是肉体的那个事情上。
Now you'll remember that at a later point in life, the disciples will say to him, You should eat. And he said, I have meat to eat that you don't know of. He said, I've been eating the meat of the Word of God, the work of God, and that's what I needed. That's what I've got. And I don't need food right now.
这个里面，你在稍后呢，你们都知道呢。他的门徒们说呢，你应该吃点东西。主耶稣的时候，我已经吃过东西了。那么说呢，我吃的东西呢，就是神的话，神的话呢，才是我的需要。所以呢，我现在不需要吃任何东西。
Well, now there's a sense in which we say this kind of temptation is a temptation for the Lord, but not the kind of temptation that we need worry about because, frankly, none of us are going to be subject to such extreme temptation.
这个里面呢，坦率说呢，这个试探呢是专门为主设的，而不是说为我们。我们大家呢，没必要就是说去做这样的，受这样极端的试探。
But in the Christian life, the issue is often there, and that is, what is important for me today? Did I read the Bible today? Did I feed on the truth of God today?
因为基督徒来说呢，在人生里的重要问题呢，就是说是我今天呢有没有去读圣经，我有没有读神的话，我有没有让神的话喂养我，什么是我今天最重要的？
And sometimes we could be tempted to say, well, I wanted to, but I had a priority. I had this job to do at the office. This emergency came up at home. I didn't get much sleep, and all kinds of reasons we can give for not reading the Word of God, not living by the Word of God every day.
因为有时候呢，我们会找到一个借口，我们把这个时间优先顺序呢放在，就是说今天呢，就是说是我有工作要做，或者说我家里出了紧急情况，那么说呢，我今天呢没有睡好，那么说呢，我们可以找很多借口，今天呢就不读圣经，不让神的话喂养我们。
So, the Lord Jesus Christ passed this temptation exam. My question is, do you and I pass this temptation exam?
因为现在我们主耶稣基督呢，他通过了这个试探的考试。那么说，我的问题是呢，你我通过了这样的试探的考试了吗？
His answer was simply, I pass because the Word of God has priority in my life. Often we have to say, I failed that exam because other things had priority over the Word of God in my life. Don't fail there.
因为主耶稣基督通过了这个考试，通过这个考试呢，他是因为呢，他说呢，神的话在他的人生里是优先的地位。那么说呢，我们有时候呢，在我们的人生，我没有通过这个考试呢，是因为呢，我们自然就是说是把别的事情放在神的，比神的话要优先，所以不要在这里失败。
So that's temptation number one. Number two, temptation begins in verse five.
因为这是第一个那个试探，那么是第二个试探呢，是在第五节里。
Then the devil, taking him up on a high mountain, showed him all the kingdoms of the world in a moment of time. And the devil said to him, All this authority will I give you, and their glory. For this has been delivered to me, and I give it to whomever I wish. Therefore, if you will worship me, all will be yours.
第五节、第六节、第七节，他刚才读的第五节说，魔鬼又领他上了一座高山，瞬时间把天下的万国都指给他看，对他说：“这一切权柄、荣耀，我都要给你，因为这原是交给我的，我愿意给谁就给谁。你若敬拜我，这都归你。
Is this a valid temptation?
”这个是不是一个有价值的试探？
And the answer is yes, in that the devil is saying that he could give it to the Lord Jesus if the Lord would worship him.
你这个里面呢，确实是有价值的，因为呢，魔鬼说呢，如果主耶稣基督敬拜他的话呢，他会把这些都给他。
We know that the devil's a liar and we wouldn't trust him to do that. Anymore, we believe than the Lord Jesus would. We believe Jesus knew he was a liar and wouldn't trust him. But the argument sounds good on the surface.
因为这里面呢，我们知道魔鬼呢，他是说谎的，我们不能相信他。那么主耶稣基督呢，也知道他是个撒谎的，也不会相信他。那么说呢，我们知道这里他这个说谎呢，就是从表面上看起来还是不错的。
And the devil is basically saying to him, if you're going to fulfill your ministry, you're going to be preaching the truth of God to people all over the world. The kingdoms of the world will hear you, but they won't necessarily follow you. If you worship me, the devil says, I will give you what you want out of those kingdoms. I'll give you acceptance. I'll give you glory. I'll give you them to follow you.
其实里面他基本上说呢，如果呢你去，他跟主耶稣说，如果你去世界上是去服侍、去传神的话，去传神的道，那么说呢，这个神世界上的这些王国呢，他不一定呢就是接纳你，他们也不一定听你的。但是如果你听我的话呢，那么说呢，我就会把这世界的一切呢都给你，我让他们呢去接纳你，给你荣耀，跟随你。
And I believe the Lord Jesus knew what the next 3 years, 3.5 years were going to be like as he went from place to place preaching, and he was rejected, he was mocked, he was laughed at, he was defrauded and defamed. Very difficult days for him when he was living here.
因为我们知道呢，主耶稣基督呢，在他那个接下来的，他知道在接下来的3年半的服侍中间呢，他到处呢都会受到拒绝，他们呢都会那个拒绝他，都会就是说是在这里呢，他们甚至会伤害他，所以说是主耶稣基督在知道在那个时候是非常艰难的日子后面。
So the life of ease must have been just as appealing to him as it is to us. We say, if I could have a life with a whole lot more ease in it, I'd kind of like that.
因为呢，就是人生变得容易。对这个时候呢，就是说对他来说呢，可能是有比较大的诱惑；对我们来说呢，就是同样是一样。我说呢，我们说呢，如果我们的人生变得非常的容易，那一切呢也会变得容易得多了。
Jesus' answer to him in verse 8 is, Get behind me, Satan, for it is written, You shall worship the Lord your God, and him only you shall serve.
八戒说：“那耶稣回答说，撒旦，退我后面去。经上记着说，你要敬拜主你的神，单要侍奉他。”
The simple truth is that. We must be singular in our worship. He was singular in his worship. He said, I'm not going to worship you and God. I'm going to worship God. I'm not worshiping any other.
所以呢，就是说这里讲到的敬拜呢，敬拜是唯一的，你不能说是既敬拜这个耶稣基督，那个你要说呢，我只敬拜唯一的敬拜是神，不会敬拜其他的任何的东西。
Well, is there a parallel temptation for us today? If this is a temptation for him, is there anything similar for us?
因为当今呢，对我们来说呢，就是有类似的试探。如果这个试探当时是给主耶稣基督，那么说我们今天呢，也有类似的这样的试探。
And the answer is yes, there is.
对，答案是呢，是的，我们一定会有这样的试探。
Very often the boss says, listen, I'll give you a lot more money. You just give me a lot more time and I can make life easy for you. You know, don't spend your time going to church. Don't spend your time on the gospel. Forget about God. You just, I'll make you a big name. Everything will be fine.
这个里面的通常呢，你的老板呢，有可能对你说呢，我给你更多的钱，给你更多的工资，那么说让你的人生呢变得更加舒适、容易一些。所以呢，你不要呢，就是花大量时间去教会，你不要花大量时间去福音，你花大量时间来我这里，我会把你变成个大人物，让你赚更多的钱。
One of the great men of God whose ministry is going to be helpful for you, if you look it up on YouTube, was a man or is a man by the name of John Lennox.
其实一个属神的人呢，他呢都会对你的人生呢有很大的帮助。如果你去看那个油管的话呢，上面有一个人呢叫 John Lennox。
And I appreciate his ministry for many reasons, not the least of which is that I got to know him when he came to 16th Avenue Gospel Chapel to preach a few years ago.
所以我感谢他的服侍呢，有很多的原因，不仅仅只是说是因为呢，很多年前他来到过我们第十六届福音教会讲道。
He is a brilliant, world-renowned mathematician.
他是一个非常的聪明的，世界上有名的数学家。
And when he was a student at Cambridge University, a Nobel laureate came to him one day and said, we think you've got a big future in science. You should follow science, give up the Bible and follow science, and you will be a great man.
因为你们当他在剑桥大学，是英国剑桥大学上学的时候呢，一个得了诺贝尔奖的非常的有名的人来的找他，说呢，你呢就是说是不要去啊，不要放弃你相信的东西，你要来就是说你将来会成为一个非常的有名的人。
And his response was very simple. He said, no, the gospel is true. Science is secondary. He said, I'm going to follow God. If I can follow God and be a good scientist, fine, but I'm not going to give up God for science.
这个里面呢，他说呢，那么福音呢是首要的，那么科学呢也是其次的。那么说呢，如果我跟随神，那么我会成为一个科学家。但是呢，我如果呢，就是说是我不会放弃神，成为一个科学家。
For us, the issue is often simpler. It's simply, you don't need to follow God. What you need to do is make more money.
因为我们说的这个问题呢非常简单，你不用呢跟从神，你所需要的就是赚更多的钱。
And so all kinds of people then don't worship money, but they stop worshiping God as they know they should in order to make it easier for them and to get more money.
因为里面呢，他们很多人呢，他们不一定就是要去敬拜、崇拜神，但是呢，他们会停止敬拜神，去花大量的时间呢去赚钱，所以呢，就是要确保你不要放弃敬拜神。
Sometimes it's not more money, it's maybe more glory, it's maybe more power, it's maybe more ease.
所以呢，有时候呢，并不是说是更多的钱，可能是更多的荣耀，更多的就是权力，更多的舒适。
But the issue in life is, are we going to serve God or are we going to take these alternatives that the devil can place in our path?
因为就是在我们的人生里呢，就是说是我们是要继续的敬拜神呢，还是跟随那个就是说是啊魔鬼给我们提供的这些选项呢？
And now then the third temptation he puts to the Lord Jesus.
现在那个魔鬼把第三个试探放在主耶稣基督的身上。
Verse 9, then he brought him to Jerusalem, set him on the pinnacle of the temple and said to him, if you are the Son of God, throw yourself down from here, for it's written, he shall give his angels charge over you to keep you, and in their hands they shall bear you up, lest you dash your foot against a stone.
第九节说，那魔鬼又领他到耶路撒冷去，叫他站在殿顶上，对他说：“你若是神的儿子，可以从这里跳下去，因为经上记着说，主要为你吩咐他的天使保护你，他们要用手托着你，免得你的脚碰在石头上。”
The pinnacle of the temple is an interesting place.
因为那个圣殿的顶是一个非常有意思的地方。
The temple was built on the top of a mountain.
因为就是那个圣殿建在一个山顶上。
And it's a flat top on top of the mountain.
离这个山顶呢是一个平山顶。
So when the builders put it together in the days of Herod, instead of having a big peak in the center of the temple land, they simply raised all the land around the temple to the level of the peak.
所以这个里面呢，就是他们本来呢，只是在中间呢，就是最中间地方呢，建个最高的，但是他们却沿着这个山的边呢，把周围呢都建得非常的高。So
here's the illustration. The height of the mountain was at the top of this pan.
因为这里有一个说明，就是说是啊，那个山的顶呢是这个笔的顶。
But they needed a flat area around it. So the question is, do you make the flat area here and cut the top off? Or do you make the flat area here and therefore make a big drop over the side?
因为你们呢，现在呢，他们是呢是把这个山顶呢削掉呢，让这里变这个平地呢，还是他们让这个整个的山升高，然后前面呢就是变成那个平地，那么旁边呢都很陡峭了。
So it's the latter that they did, and you can see it today if you go to the temple in Jerusalem, as I have done.
所以呢，稍后的那个后面那个是他们所做的。那么如果今天呢，你去耶路撒冷，你可以看到那个圣殿，就像我去耶路撒冷看见过的一样。
So if the temple land is at this height, the question is, what about over here at the edge? There's a big drop between here and the land down below.
Out here.
So the devil said, he took him to the edge and he said, why don't you jump off here? There's lots of people down below and it's only about maybe 80 or 100 feet. If you just jump off, you'll go down and the angels will stop you because you're the Son of God. So the angels will catch you and you won't hurt yourself. And when you land, everybody will say, wow, that's amazing. He jumped 80 feet and he didn't get hurt. Wow.
因为这个里面呢，就是说是魔鬼跟他说呢，那你看看下面，下面都是人，那么这么高，你为什么不从这里跳下去呢？这里只有80到100英尺。那么如果你是这样跳下去的时候呢，天使都会看见，天使可能会看见，他们会拖住你，拖住你呢，那么说你会直接站在地上，那地上人看见你这样下来，他们说哇，他可以从这么高的地方跳下来，不受伤害。
Well, if he had done that, what would have happened?
如果他那么做了，会发生什么呢？
Number one, the angels would have caught him.
第一个呢，天使会抓住他。
Number two, the people who watched it would all have been in absolute amazement.
第二个呢，那些看见的人都会感到非常的惊奇。
And number three, they would have listened to what he said, and they would have believed him. And he would say, listen, I'm the son of God. And many people would have believed him. Very, very easy for him to get people to follow him.
因为第三个呢，他就会说呢啊，人们会听他说的话，他就会说呢啊，看看这神的儿子，那么是对他呢说呢，他就会非常容易的让那些人去跟从他，如果他那样做的话。
And so verse number 12 says, But Jesus answered and said to him, It has been said, you shall not tempt the Lord your God. That's what the Bible says. Don't tempt the Lord your God.
第十二节说，那耶稣回答他说：“经上说，不可试探主你的神，这就是圣经所说的，不可试探主你的神。”
That basically says, don't put yourself in a position where the only way that you can get out of the position is for God to answer your prayer and solve your problem. Don't put God in that position.
就这个意思呢，就是说呢，就是说你不要把自己，不要把神放在那个位置。你就说呢，啊，我现在处在一种困境下，唯一的处在这种困境下呢，就是说是如果神呢，他呢回应我的祷告，答应我祷告，就可以把我搞出来。那么说呢，不要让这样去试探神。
Well, we could do that simply by saying, Here's an opportunity for people to look at me and say, wow, he's a big man of God. He must be good. Look what he did in such a way that he gets attention. Look where God blessed him.
这个里面呢，这就是说是有这样的一种情况，就是说是啊，这是唯一的一个机会。如果说呢，神让我呢能够做一些，就是说是让其他人都做不到的事，他们那些人看说啊，你看看这个人他所做的事情，看看神在他身上所做的是什么。
So this logic is hard to understand, but basically my words are don't become a spiritual show off.
所以这个里面呢，就是这个逻辑呢，有点那个，就是说是难理解。但是我自己的方式说呢，你不要来到这个，就是做一个邻里的这样的炫耀的这样的位置。
We could do things in such a way that it looks miraculous. We could do things in such a way in the spiritual world that would cause people to look at us and say, he must be a really big man, and they would follow us.
所以这个人呢，我们有可能就是说是让我们呢，就是让神的圣灵让我们做一个神迹，或者说做一个其他的非常的就是很难做的事情。所以呢，人家说啊，看看神的圣灵在他身上做了什么，这样别人就可以跟从他。
Don't be a spiritual show off. Be humble in all your ways before the Lord.
所以呢，不要去做属灵的炫耀，在你的人生里，在所有地方都要谦卑。
So, I basically say the Lord overcame the three temptations.
所以基本上说呢，主耶稣基督呢，他呢只通过了三个试探。
We should overcome them the same way.
所以呢，我们也要战胜，以同样的方式战胜。
It's interesting that the Lord's answer to the devil was to quote scripture.
所以这个非常有意思的，主耶稣基督呢，他回答魔鬼呢，是通过引用圣经。
What he quoted was from the book of Deuteronomy.
所以他引用的是从《生命记》里。
And some people suggest that maybe he had been reading Deuteronomy in the morning before the devil tempted him. And so when the devil tempted him, he just quoted back to the Lord what he had read from the Bible before the temptation.
就这个有些人是认为呢，他可能早晨呢已经读了那个圣经，读了圣经以后呢，当那个魔鬼来试探的时候呢，他就用他早晨读的那个就去回答那个魔鬼的试探。
It is important the Lord Jesus overcame the devil and was not tempted, all of which is a proof of the character of the Lord Jesus and who he was.
这个里面的是，这个也是个事实主义，是基督呢，他呢通过呢所有的魔鬼的试探，并没有陷入他的试探，这样呢就是说是也证明了他的品格和他是谁。Now
verse 13 says, now when the devil had ended every temptation, he departed from Jesus until an opportune time.
这个第十三节说，当魔鬼用完了各样的试探，就暂时离开耶稣。So,
after overcoming the temptations, the devil went away from the Lord Jesus. He was able to carry on his work, but the devil said, I'll be back to you. I'll tempt you again. An opportune time will come, and the devil will come back.
因为呢，在那个主耶稣基督战胜了所有的试探以后呢，魔鬼呢说呢，我要离开了，但是你要注意了，我会回来的。就是这个时候，主耶稣基督可以去做他的事儿。那么说，主耶稣基督那个魔鬼说呢，我会回来，稍后呢，我会继续回来找你的。Now,
that is the same way the devil treats you and me.
也就是魔鬼，就是试探你我的同样的方式。
He will tempt us and then he will go away, but he'll come back. He'll wait for an opportune time for him to tempt us again.
因为他会试探我们，然后呢，他就会离开。离开以后呢，他会再回来，他会等待一个机会再来试探我们。
So the Christian life is the life of not necessarily continual, but repeated temptation from the devil.
因为就是说，基督徒的人生呢，并不一定就是一直要受试探，但是呢，他会经常受到魔鬼的试探。
So the Apostle Peter says, resist the devil and he will flee from you.
因为使徒彼得说呢，你要抵挡魔鬼，他就会从你面前逃离。
And that means if you resist the devil, he will go away from you. But it doesn't mean he will stay away. He'll be back.
你这个里面呢，就是说是你抵挡魔鬼呢，他会离开你，但并不一定呢，他永远不会再回来，他会回来的。
Some of you have been with us on Sunday nights, and we've been studying the battles between Israel and Syria.
因为你们有些人呢，在星期天的晚上跟我们参加过圣职学习，甚至就是我们呢，就是说是读到以色列人和那个叙利亚人的那个亚述人的战争。
And I've been impressed by the fact that the enemy, the Syrians, fought against Israel many times and were defeated many times.
因为我们这非常有意思是，我们知道亚述的军队呢，他们打跟以色列人呢袭击了很多次，袭击了，但是每次都被打败了。
But the amazing thing is, they kept coming back. And the devil is going to keep coming back, trying to trip you up later when he couldn't do it last time.
这个里面呢，就是非常有意思，是他们呢就会回来，他们一直会回来，所以呢，魔鬼呢他也一直会回来，就是说啊来诱惑你，他会再看能不能最后一次再诱惑你一次。
All right, so what happens next? And the answer is the Lord Jesus begins his public ministry. 30 years old he is, and now he's going to start preaching.
这个里面呢，就是说是那么下一步，那什么呢？是主耶稣基督呢开始他的公开的服事。
Verse 14 says, Then Jesus returned in the power of the Spirit to Galilee, and news of him went out through all the surrounding regions, and he taught in their synagogues, being glorified by all.
第十四节说呢，耶稣满有圣灵的能力，回到加利利，他的名声就传遍了周围的地方。他在各会堂里教导人，众人都称赞他。
So that makes sense. He's going to start preaching now. Where will he preach? He's going to preach in the synagogues. That's where everybody went to learn the truth of God. So he started there.
所以这里呢，就是很有道理。他要开始去传道，传道呢，首先去到了公会会堂里。会堂呢，就是每一个人呢，都会在那里去学习神的真理的地方。
And we're not surprised by the words at the end of verse 13, which says he was glorified by all.
因为我们并不感到惊奇的是，在第15节的后面说呢，众人呢都把荣耀给他。
You can imagine listening to the Lord Jesus, and you would be absolutely overwhelmed. What a wonderful man he was. And you could see it and you could hear it in every word that he spoke.
因为里面呢，你可以去想象一下，你听主耶稣基督讲道，那么说呢，就是说呢，他的每一个话，每一个那个事情，都会让你感到的呢，非常的惊奇的。
Now, verse 14 says, Then Jesus returned in the power of the Spirit to Galilee.
第14节说，耶稣满有圣灵的能力，回到加利利。
So, what is implied by the phrase in the power of the Spirit?
你这个呢，蛮有圣灵的能力，这个是什么意思呢？
Well, two answers to the question. The first answer is that the Spirit came on him when he was baptized.
所以这个呢，有几个答案。第一个答案就是说，当他受洗的时候呢，圣灵呢降临在他的身上。
And the same, by the same parallel, the Holy Spirit of God will come upon you and me when we believe in him as our Savior. That's when the Spirit comes.
也类似的呢，当我们呢相信呢，主耶稣基督的时候呢，神的圣灵呢会来到你我的身上。
But the second reason for the power of the Spirit is that he has overcome the temptations.
所以第二个原因呢，他呢没有圣灵的能力呢，是因为他已经战胜了魔鬼的试探。
Remember, it was the Spirit that led him to be tempted, and because he overcame the temptations, the Spirit of God was able to encourage him and enlighten him and empower him.
在这个里面呢，就是你要记得呢，是圣灵带领他去受试探的。当他战胜了所有的试探以后呢，圣灵呢就可以在他里面去鼓励他，去给他力量，去点亮他。
Now, by parallel logic, the way in which you and I will be able to preach in power is by overcoming the temptations.
同样的逻辑呢，你我呢，就是说是有这样的能力去传道的话呢，是我们也要战胜试探。
And our failure to overcome the temptations would be an indication that we don't have much power left.
也就是我们呢，就是战胜不了这样的就试探的话呢，就是说是这个，也就说明了我们没有圣灵的能力在我们里面。
There is a sense in which holiness is a major factor in the subject of power for the Spirit of God to work.
所以这里呢，从某种意义上来说，那就是说是啊，你的就是说是啊，你的圣洁才是圣灵的力量在你身上的那样的原因。
So the question is, where would you begin your ministry if you were the Lord Jesus?
所以现在问题是，如果你是主耶稣基督，你要在哪里开始你的服事呢？
And so verse 16 says, So he came to Nazareth where he had been brought up.
因为第16节说，他来到拿撒勒，就是他长大的地方。
The first place to serve the Lord is at home.
所以第一个呢，就是服侍主的地方是在家里。
And so he's been baptized, he's won the victory in the wilderness in temptation, and he's on his way home. On the way home, he preached in some of the synagogues and was glorified by all, but he ultimately ends up at home.
因为主耶稣基督呢，他受了洗，受了洗呢，在旷野里受了试探，受试探以后呢，在他回家的路上呢，他在路上的一些会堂里讲道，讲道以后呢，人们都把荣耀给他，那么最终呢，他回到了他的家乡。
Now, verse 16 says, as we've read, he went to Nazareth where he had been brought up.
就是那就说呢，他来到拿撒勒，就是他长大的地方。
He was the Son of God.
他是神的儿子。
As such, he didn't need to learn anything.
因为他是神的儿子，所以他不用学任何东西。
You can't teach God anything.
所以你不能教人神任何东西。
And so the question is, what is implied by the phrase where he had been brought up?
所以现在问题是呢，他在那里长大的地方，这个到底是什么意思呢？
The answer, I believe, is that he had, as a man, he had learned much. He had been trained by the people in Nazareth.
因为我的理解是，作为一个人呢，他是在拿撒勒呢，有些人呢给他的一些训练。
He had a school teacher when he was a child.
他当时个孩子说，他有学校的老师，
He had parents.
他有父母。
He had instructors when he was learning to be a carpenter.
现在有那个师傅，当他学做木匠的时候，
It's amazing. He had been brought up by his advisors in his hometown.
所以这个里面就是非常有意思。他在他自己的家乡里，被人就是他长大的地方。
Now, that teaches us a great deal. Some of us are pretty proud.
你这个呢，这个教导我们一件大事。我们中间有些人呢，非常骄傲。
And we say, I don't need to be brought up. I'm a smart guy. I can do it myself. I'll tell you what to do. I'm smart.
所以我们说呢，我们不用呢有人带我们。我那是一个非常聪明的人，我也是个大人物，我足够的聪明，不用人来带我。
And as Christians, you and I are brought up in an assembly of the people of God.
就作为基督徒来说呢，你我呢，就是说，在一个教会里，有那些神属神的人来带领我们。
Our responsibility at 16th Avenue Gospel Chapel is to so teach you and train you that you reach spiritual maturity and soon.
所以这个里面呢，就是说是我们在第16届福音教会的责任呢，就是说训练你、教导你，让你很快成为一个成熟的基督徒。
In this sense, the responsibility upon those of us who are older is to make sure that we bring you up wisely and effectively.
因为这个呢，对我们来说，这些年纪大的人呢，我们的职责呢，就是说是，给你们，就是说是，带你们，让你们有那样的，就是说是有效的，明智的带你们。
Your responsibility is to be submissive and to learn from what you're taught.
那你们的职责呢，就是要顺服，去学习你们被教导的东西。
All right, that is a huge responsibility, and we're saying you got to pray for all of us who teach, for all of us who train, for all of us who try to be an example. You've got to pray that we'll all be strong and teach the right way.
因此呢，这是一个极大的责任，就是说你们呢要确保我们这些教导的人呢，他能够呢，就是说是有效的全面的教导。
Now, verse 16 says, he came to Nazareth where he had been brought up, and as his custom was, he went into the synagogue on the Sabbath day.
第16节呢，说耶稣来到拿撒勒，就是他长大的地方，在安息日，照他平常的规矩进了会堂，站起来要诵读。
Now, tomorrow is Sunday,
明天呢是星期天。
and it's our privilege to meet together at 16th Avenue Gospel Chapel tomorrow in the context of the meeting of the synagogue that we have here.
因为就是我们的那个荣幸，我们大家呢都在明天呢聚在一起，聚在一起呢跟这个就是说是在会堂里他们相聚的这个类似的聚会。
Did Jesus have to go to the synagogue every week?
这主席觉得他有没有必要每个星期都去会堂呢？
Not really. When he was 12 years old, he knew more than the leaders in the city of Jerusalem.
因为这个并没有必要，因为他12岁的时候呢，他已经把比那个就是在耶路撒冷的那些宗教领袖要懂得多。
But if his responsibility was to be in the synagogue every week, so how much more our responsibility to be meeting with the saints every Sunday? That's the parallel, that's the example we must follow.
因为这个里面呢，就是说是主耶稣基督呢，就算他呢每个星期呢也要去会堂，那么我们岂不是每一个星期天都更要去教堂，去和圣徒们相会呢？他是给我们做出了一个很好的榜样，我们应该去遵从学习。
And so, verse 16 ends with the phrase, "And he stood up to read, and as he was handed the book of the prophet Isaiah, and when he had opened the book, he found the place where it was written."
依然第16节结尾说：“站起来要诵读，有人把先知以赛亚的书交给他，他就打开，找到一处写着书。
So the synagogue is something like the kind of place that 16th Avenue Gospel Chapel ought to be.
”因为就是会堂呢，它就是那样一类的地方，就是我们第16节福音教会应该是的样子。
He hadn't been invited to preach 3 months earlier on this occasion. He went to the synagogue, and there was an opportunity for people to preach.
因为里面呢，他在3个月之前呢还没被邀请来到这里讲道。那么说呢，他现在来到了那个会堂呢，他就有个机会要讲道。
Now, we have meetings like that at 16 in this sense that if you go to a prayer meeting, you're not told when and how to pray. You go to a prayer meeting and any brother can rise and pour out his heart to God and pray.
在这个里面，我们有这样的一个原则，就是说，你如果去参加一个祷告会，并没有人告诉你你在什么时候啊，你在谁应该去祷告。当你来到祷告会的时候呢，当那个神把这个请到在你的心的时候，你站起来祷告，
That's the way it was in the synagogue.
这就是那个会堂的形式。
But we have a meeting similar to that in the breaking of bread. And in the breaking of bread, we don't have assigned teaching. Each person can rise as Jesus did on this occasion and lead the people in prayer, in worship, and in instruction and exhortation from the Word of God.
所以我们在那个星期天的早上呢，也有会堂这样类似的，就像主耶稣基督去了会堂一样。在星期天早上呢，我们并没有安排任何人呢起来去讲、去祷告。那么说呢，这个任何人他内心感动了，都可以起来祷告、起来讲。
Now, in this synagogue, it wasn't just prayer meeting time or breaking of bread time that you could do that. It was preaching time as well.
你在这个里面的会堂里，不仅仅只是说是祷告会，或者说是就是说领圣餐的时候，就在讲道的时候，你也可以自由的上去讲道。
And we at 16 would probably be far stronger, far more mature as an assembly if we had an open, teaching meeting as well, where anyone who had a word from God could rise and preach, as did Jesus on this occasion.
因为我们就是第16节福音教会呢，如果我们能够像主耶稣基督在会堂的时候这样，每个人呢都可以开放的，在任何时候都有神的话都可以上去讲道的话呢，那么说呢，我们的第16节福音教会会变得更加的强大，更加的有效。
And the fact that we don't have that is not a sign of our strength, it's a sign of our weakness. We should be able to do that.
所以我们不这样做的目的呢，并不是表明我们那个非常的强大，是表明我们非常的软弱，所以我们应该照着那个方向去做。
All right, so what did he read?
那么在读的什么呢？
And he read the verses in verses 18 and 19. He read from the book of Isaiah.
现在在第18节和19节里，他读了以赛亚书。
And these verses came from Isaiah chapter 61.
所以这些经文呢，来自以赛亚书第61章。
And so this is what he read, verse 18. The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because he has anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor, he has sent me to heal the brokenhearted, to preach deliverance to the captives, and recovery of sight to the blind, to set at liberty those who are oppressed, to preach the acceptable year of the Lord.
第18节说：“主的灵在我身上，因为他膏我，叫我传福音给贫穷的人；他差我医好伤心的人，宣告被掳的得释放，瞎眼的得看见，加纳受压制的得自由，宣告主悦纳之年。”
And these verses are wonderful verses. Isaiah quotes them. They are typical or descriptive of Isaiah's ministry, but descriptive of the Lord's ministry, as we will see.
所以这些呢经文呢，以赛亚书都是非常奇妙的经文。它呢特别的指出呢，以赛亚的服事，那么同样呢，也是用我们主耶稣基督的服事，在我们后面要读到的。
And I just underlined in my Bible the words that indicate to whom the gospel was preached.
所以呢，就是说我在我的圣经里画了重点，说呢这些经文呢指出呢，我们要向谁传福音？
So verse 18 says he was to preach the gospel to the poor, that's number one.
第18节说呢，要给穷人传福音，这是第一个。
Heal the brokenhearted, that's number two.
他愿的医好伤心的人，这是第二。
Deliverance to the captives, that's number three.
被掳的得释放，这是第三。
Recovery of sight to the blind, that's number four.
瞎眼的得看见，这是第四。
And liberty to the oppressed or the downtrodden, that's number five.
将那受压制的得自由，这是第五。
So who would listen to his ministry?
谁会听他的那个传道呢？
The poor, the brokenhearted, the captives, the blind, and the oppressed.
听那些贫穷的、伤心的、被掳的、瞎眼瞎的、受压制的。
So you look at those five, and you say to yourself, was I one of those five when I first trusted the Lord as my Savior?
所以你看看这五个人的五类人，你说当我相信我的，相信主耶稣基督为我救主的时候，我属于那五类人之一吗？
And it's true, some come to the Lord because they're poor. Some come to the Lord because they're brokenhearted. Some come to the Lord because they're captive and they're enslaved to sin. Some come to the Lord because they're blind and they don't know what to do. Some come because they're oppressed and downtrodden and life hasn't been fair.
因为里面呢，就是这个也是事实。有些人呢来信主是因为他贫穷，有些人来信主是因为他们伤心，有些人呢是信主是因为他们被掳了，他们做了罪的奴隶。有些人呢就是说是信主是他们眼瞎，他们看不见灵里的东西。有些人呢他们是来呢是因为他们受到了压制，他们不能去做他自己想做的。
So if you look at those five reasons, you probably find one or two reasons why you yourself came to the Lord.
你看看这五个理由，那就有可能找到其中的一个或者两个理由，就是你信主的原因。
In particular, I came to the Lord because I was a little boy and I realized I was awfully poor.
所以呢，就非常有意思。我来信主呢，是因为当我还是个小男孩的时候呢，就是我就意识到我非常的贫穷。
I figured life was going to be hard. I figured I was going to need a whole lot more than I had to get through life. And I said, Lord, I want you to help me. I'm just a poor little boy.
也就是我意识到呢，人生呢就是非常的不容易。在我的人生里，将来呢，我有很多地方呢都需要主的帮助。所以呢，我跟主说：“主啊，我就是带着我非常的贫穷来到这里，求您的帮助我。
All right, well, that's our logic for tonight. Our time is gone, and so we're just going to leave it there, and we'll pick it up again at verse 18 next week and see the prophetic side of this.
因为这个呢，我们的时间也到了，时间到了，那么今天呢，我们就停在这里，停在这里。那么下个星期呢，我们要来呢，从第18节开始，再看里面一些深刻的东西。
Again, as you're able. Well, we thank you for being here tonight as you're able. We'll see you tomorrow. Don't forsake the assembling of yourselves together. This is what the Lord was doing. He, on the Sabbath day, he, as his custom was, he went together to meet with the people of God. We've got to do the same.
这个里面呢，就是再次呢，明天呢，就是说是我欢迎大家今天来。那么明天呢，你们很多人，我希望明天能见到你们。就是再一次呢，就是说你不要就是不去教会，你要就是说像主耶稣基督这样去教会，去和神的子民相会。
All right, let's have a word of prayer. Thank you for being with us tonight.
今天我们来祷告，感谢你们在今天和我们在一起。
Lord, we thank you for the Bible.
主要我们要为圣经献上感恩。
And we thank you that the Lord Jesus was our great example.
所以我们感谢您的主耶稣基督是我们的伟大的榜样。
And so, Lord, as we've learned this evening, we want to be like him. Help us to live the way he did.
记住啊，我们当今天呢，我们离开的时候，我们想要呢，就是当我们今天学习的时候，我们要想像他一样。所以呢，求您能帮助我们活得像他一样。
And so we give thanks for your kindness and we commit today and the following days to you in your will.
所以呢，我们就是呢，就是向您献上感恩，把我们今天呢和接下来一天呢，就是按照您的旨意交在您的手里。
And we pray and give thanks in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ.
我们祷告和感恩是奉主耶稣基督的名。
Amen.
Amen。
Amen.